Seems an approach to podcasting.
We are 7.75.
Start.
Menu edit blank.
The basic thing, I'm going to start off.
I want to give you guys a more overall idea. People make assumptions. They don't realize that... triggering the mouse pad, I think. Assistive technology makes it possible for guys like me. I'm a blind guy. I've been 100% blind for about 12 years now. But I'm still a software developer. I've been doing it for about 38 years. But, yeah, the assistive technology makes it possible to do all these things, including podcasting. But I'm talking about not just consuming, also recording and producing and so on. But, yeah, that's just a general background thing. Part of the reason blind guys like podcasts... Sorry, I'm talking away all the time there. That's how we work. Look, there are a lot of different voices for these things, but it's a digitally synthesized voice, which means that it doesn't always give you a very good or a real feel to the content that you're actually consuming. I'll give you a silly little example here. Oh, come on. This is a voice that I prefer, but that's partly because it's more efficient, it's quicker and faster. There are a lot of the natural sounding voices that lots of other guys prefer, but I mean, okay, let's try one.
3. The president was enough. If mouse with more than. Rate 3. Fa. Radio day. C colon. Untitled dash. Untitled. The president was enough. The president. Testing comma. Tef Austin comma. What?
For example. Okay. These are just testing examples comma of what the voices can sound like. That's supposed to be a natural sounding voice. But it doesn't always work for all of us. And you'll hear it does funny things with punctuation and pronunciation of names and wording and titles and et cetera, et cetera. Which is why, for example. Going back to this one, which is why things like podcasts, which are real people talking to you, would be much more suitable for certain kinds of subject matter, etc. And that is one of the primary reasons why you also get lots of pieces of subject matter relating specifically to being visually impaired, being blind, assistive technology, etc. and all that sort of thing. So I'm just going to check my notes here quickly. That's what I was talking about. Besides laptops, I mean, this software that I'm using here is called NVDA, Non-Visual Desktop Access. It's a free open source scheme. There are also commercial ones. There are even ones that are built into Windows itself. I'm going to bring that one up quickly.
Starting settings. Desktop. Settings.
That is Microsoft's own version of the screen reader for blind guys, okay. Which people also don't know about, but there are also versions under Mac. You've got the thing called VoiceOver. On Ubuntu, you've got Orca, which is also built into the operating system. But, yeah, like I said, I use the one called NVDA, Non-Visual Desktop Access, and, yeah, that's from nvaccess.org. And I just, like I said, I prefer it partly because it's free open source, and also here's another silly example of what I was talking about. This is the Afrikaans voice. It can actually handle multiple languages, including Tswana and Khoza, Afrikaans, English, and let me show you what I'm talking about. Those are all the different languages the software can support. Just to give you an idea. Slow it down a bit. Give you an idea. But things are available. Like I said, people don't realize these things are available. I didn't know these things were available 10 years ago.
No results for found.
So, yeah.
Radio radio. Subject digital explain primary.
Yeah, I was just going to say. You also get a lot of things on modern smartphones that people don't know about. Your iPhone, you can make talk within, I think it's a triple press of the home button. Any Android phone can run using TalkBack, pretty much, and those are more entry-level phones, much cheaper. They can also use the same voice system that I'm talking with using here, or you can use the natural-sounding voices. Oh, come on. and that's part of the thing. With modern age, not everybody needs a PC, in other words, to actually access things like podcasting, use the internet, Google searches. You can also use OK Google voice commands to do certain tasks on your phone. For example, like I said, I've got very little experience with iPhone, but there's Siri, there are versions of Siri similar to the Android phones. But modern technology is pretty much built in without you realizing it, because they don't really market it, but it is there. Anyway, so
radio
this
Africa
next thing.
Subject left. Explain primary differences between synthesized text being rendered from
the
software for listening to podcasts on both PC and phones. Top sources including.
Okay.
Desktop list.
Then I was going to say, okay, I don't really have. I'm not online here at the moment, but there are quite a few little pieces of software that are specifically for visually impaired guys to find podcasts to listen to them. If you don't just Google or use mailing lists and that sort of thing. But I'm going to give you a couple of little examples of podcasts that are blind specific, say, or visually impaired specific.
This PC window, preview, this PC scale, devices and C colon bar, items and bar, radio, accessible devices, one of one.
Firstly, okay, these are our own ones.
C, cooking, 24 of 1, P, gaming, 8 of, items, newly.
This is a chef from the Capsicum Culinary Studio giving cooking instructions for blind guys, audio only, but he's taking a little bit, making a little bit of extra effort to work on instructions that relate to how a blind guy would handle it in the kitchen. Because yes, I like cooking myself.
Blank.
Oh, come on, what are you doing?
Radio Game Africa dot txt dash settings row 1 column 3. Settings, settings.
Oh,
Radio Game Africa dot
txt.
Radio Game Africa dot txt.
Oh.
Radio Game Africa dot txt. Oh. Accessible devices 1 of 1, 2, C, cooking 24 of 1. Items, new list, temp not selected, 1 of 5, leak underscore and underscore potato underscore
soup dot mp3, 2 of 5.
Taskbar, menu, edit, blank.
No, man.
C colon backslash outgoing backslash radio game Africa dot txt dash
activating the mask.
Radio game Africa dot txt dash note pad row. C colon backslash outgoing backslash C colon leak underscore and underscore but minus rep. Leak un.
What comes up?
Unknown. Leak GRF.
From the African Color Studios.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to jump through a little bit, but this is what I was talking about, the natural sounding voice giving instructions. Those, some of those voice, some of those words he's using wouldn't come out very well with synthesized voice.
Leak underscore and radio C colon back, leak underscore and under leak.
Sorry, Doc, say
that. So the first thing, the most important ingredients that we need is obviously the potato and the leek. Leek, it's about...
But I'm jumping through.
About one and a leafy bit. Part of the leek, I'm
going
to remove the leaves.
So it's one of our productions.
Items, new list, talking 24 of 1, accessible devices, 1 left, hey.
Accessible devices, podcast specific to assistive technology and that sort of thing.
Restore seek, move on main, restore R. Move on available M. Restore R.
Oh, wait.
200009.
Yeah, some guys use different forms of like sound effects and little musical clips and all that sort of stuff.
Buddy, this is Big R speaking, a.k.a. Randy, located in Minnesota. We are going to be presenting to you our very first podcast.
Started out back in really...
And sorry for what it's worth, the software I'm using here is called Complayer, and one of the reasons I use it, I'll show you something. Oh, come on.
Top, C-Code and Pass. 2009. Context open, type open, close tab, favorite, play apps, play stop, net, print, feed, tab, maintain, use voice adjustment, 2009.
Accessible that I could pass on to the rest of the blind community, we didn't really have any way to do that. So the accessible devices event started in the summer of 2002.
I'm speeding up playback there. It's also something to do with, because we used to our computers talking a bit faster. But if, for example, if I turn off that voice adjustment again.
Give me mate, open office 4.1.3.
No, man.
2009, comp open, open, close, favorite, playback, sub, book, play, stop, next, read, feed, dash, feed, maintain, use voice adjustment, check, 2009.
Supplying a way for people to
pass on this information, I talk, my favorite.
Just like the sound effect. That's why that says this is the multimeter software I would use for this sort of thing, because it means I can speed it up without having to have the chipmunk effect. Okay, so that's what I was talking about, the software that you get, but there are other ones here, but they won't work now because I'm not online, but there are things, it's called the Accessible Podcatcher, which basically lets you search categories and browse categories specifically for accessible podcasts and that sort of thing. Sorry, good thing going on. Again,
Radio Game Africa dot txt dash notepad row 1 column break. Subject matter varying from technical to digital to explain primary software for listening to podcasts of sources including various community sites. Top Radio Game.
That's what I was talking about. Come on.
Radio Game.
Sorry, something keeps activating the mouse here. Yeah, for example, for stereo panning sound is how I know where the mouse. I can sort of check the mouse on screen if I really want to. But there are other ways of moving around as well. So yeah.
Compressed rope, but it off rock rope and email comes with intertaskbar. Desktop link, group DTY to make on 7 on left.
Sorry.
Compact radio base, Africa dot radio base, subject mass digital, explain primary differences between synthesized software for listening to podcasts on both PC and phones, desktop list, group.
That's what I was going to say. On the phones also, I mean, obviously there's a lot of podcatcher software for phones and that sort of thing, and a lot of them are accessible, a lot of them are not, or they might be and they might not be. It really comes down to the communities there where we discuss mailing lists and forums and discussion forums and that sort of thing, as well as WhatsApp groups and that, where the guys discuss what technology they recommend for different platforms. And a lot of those things also where you find out about new podcasts, like some of these samples that I've got here.
Internet, not humans. It looks like you know next separator.
Is that you? Okay, no, sorry. Okay. The problem is that it reads whatever's under the mouse.
Note.
Oh, come on.
Radio game, Africa, not the radio game. Subject, map, digital, explain, primary.
Yep. Okay, yeah. That's cool. What was I talking about? Okay, we are from here, that's fine. But yeah, that's what I was saying. The different software that you get for guys, the main thing is that it's all generally accessible, or there are workarounds to make it more accessible, and that's where the communities come in, the actual blind communities, blind Android phone users, applevis.com for the iPhone users, etc., etc., and that's where we also, like I said, we use mailing lists to share information about new sources and new podcasts that have been launched and come out, because a lot of the podcasts that we might listen to are community things, or they talk about new forms of technology, or just sort of demos. You know, there's the one, inclusiveandroid.com, where a lot of most of their audio content, anyway, is sample podcast recordings by, I suppose you call them volunteers, where they demonstrate software. Because that's one of the other things about audio for blind guys and that sort of thing, is that the timing makes a lot of difference, because you can actually hear how a guy's working with something. The same way you can hear me working with my computer here, you can actually get a better idea what I'm talking about, rather than just reading. You click the start button and the menu came up, and then, yeah, et cetera, if that makes sense. So, yeah, a lot of those things, the audio demos, and that is one of the reasons why, say, look, the PC term is visually impaired, but I'm 100% blind, so I just say blind. Blind guys prefer audio content at times. Look, it's not always going to be suitable. If I was listening to technical material, because, look, I'm a software developer, then, yeah, I would prefer to actually go through character by character at times. But it all depends. You know, to learn about new software, it's not a bad thing if someone tells you about it. Using an audio podcast, and at least it gives you an idea, it gives you things to look for and look into and consider, and all those things. And I was going to say, let's check one thing again. Yeah, well, not yet.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to show you, play another sample here now. I'll plug it in. This is also another thing we've done, and it's a silly thing if people think about it, because it's not something you consider in the same paragraph or same sentence as with blind guys, but cartoons for blind guys. Apart from audiobooks and that sort of thing. Sorry. What we did is we got official permission from the publishers for, if you remember, you know, the Far Side cartoons, these coffee table comic books that have little single frame cartoons and that sort of thing. And we got permission from the publisher to render an audio version for blind guys. I'll give you an example here. And yeah, these are all actually recorded by volunteer friends of mine. I'm going to bring up the web page that we've got this hosted in on my machine. Just to give you an idea of a thing about the interface of listening to these things. Sorry, that was just me firing up the web server. I'm just waiting for the browser to come up.
Local host /local host /t_a_t_t_a_t_ Items,
I know what it might be blocking.
C colon backslash outcode. The passag dash audio rendition dash vanilla Firefox row 1
from
the
passag. Okay.
Heading level 2 the passag
dash audio rendition. This is what I was talking about. These are all the little passag. This is actually a web page. This is the offline version of, a web page that we have up on our site, for example. And I'm just going to give you some samples here.
Mainland navigation comment list with a mummy accident, a brief alien encounter in an open field link.
Spaceship lands in front of a human standing.
What I'm using here is HTML5 and
next
JavaScript.
An alien climbs out of the spaceship. Yeah. As he approaches the human, he hits it on the nose with one of his many arms. He turns around and gets back in his spaceship, looks at the man that's now sitting on the ground holding his bloody nose, and takes off. And the caption reads, "Henry never knew what hit him."
The whole thing is, yeah, here is also another example of when the feel of a real person reading it to you makes a big difference, as opposed to just this inside speech with no emotion and that sort of thing.
There's a professor who is giving a lecture in a hall, and on the screen you see aliens with a spaceship, and they're eating chicken, and they're throwing the bones over their shoulders. So, Professor Farrington and his controversial theory that dinosaurs were actually the discarded chicken bones of giant alien picnickers.
Stupid things like that. But that's the thing, the feel, and you get an idea of what I'm talking about, the feel of a real person reading this sort of thing for you, or not reading, but describing it for you, and that sort of thing.
Aliens with some kind of antelopes, Catholic Western child for Blink. Very large part like Marius Smith's of workshop, unfortunate science experiment Blink.
Sorry, one.
A boy is sitting at his table with a bunch of science experiment equipment in front of him. And the whole room is filled with flying feathers, and he has obviously just had a major disaster because there must have been a hell of an explosion. He's all burnt black, and his hair standing on end, and there's broken test tubes everywhere and smoke rising from the table. And the caption is, "God as a kid tries to make a chicken in his room."
Yeah. So the other thing what people talk about also, I mean, while some of these synthesized voices can read multiple languages and whatever, oftentimes for certain types of content anyway, you're going to want to hear a real person talking the language of your choice as well. I mean, stupid examples that klink heel wat anders as ek Afrikaans so praat as wat my rekenaar kan doen. You know, for example, sorry, Afrikaans being my second language. So, does anyone have any questions so far? Anything they're wondering about? Just asking.
Sources including Mary.
That's what I was saying. This NVDA, Non-Visual Desktop Access, nvaccess.org, free, open source, and community driven. They have quite a few different communities where the guys discuss what changes they'd like, and community guys can write their own versions, what we call add-ons, which give you a little additional bits of technology or accessibility and adaptability and so on. I mean, if I go into this thing here, for example,
NVDA menu, preferences, submenu, tools, submenu,
so this is the actual settings menu and all that's context menu.
These
all the add-ons that I've got installed on this machine.
Windows 1.0 App Essentials semi.
That one's just for Windows 10.
Automatic speech output for Windows. Automatic speech output for Windows Drops.
That's for a game engine, the WinFrotz Interactive Fiction game engine. It just makes it work better with NVDA. For example, say yes, I use free open source software where I can. Because why shouldn't I? Nice thing is when it's on a portable version, so I carry it on a flash drive and walk up to a PC in an internet cafe, plug it in and start using their computer. You know, for example, if I wanted to listen to podcasts there or browse the web or check my email or whatever, that sort of thing. I mean, you can do most of the stuff like, say, on your smartphones nowadays, but it's just nice to have bit more functionality and that sort of thing. And
yeah, C colon backslash outcode six row 1 column 3. Tips.
Amen. Yeah.
Files.
Yes. Yes. Within limits, not all the software is 100% accessible, but it comes down to basically the developers needing to know follow some of the basic principles. Google has, for example, sorry, I'm again going to talk Android because that's my focus area. Google has a whole set of accessibility guidelines for developers. The simplest example is, and it's one I always use, if you're browsing a website and you see an image, if you hover your mouse over it, that tooltip that pops up, that's what gets read out to us. The alt tag, the alt attribute, or the additional labeling, basically. And when developers produce software on smartphones, they have to provide that information for those controls. You know, as in, if they use a button with a nice icon on it instead of text on it, it would help if they provide that little bit of additional information in the background to say, you know, that this button is the exit button, for example. Not all the guys do it, but it depends. The variety of software out there is what makes the biggest difference. I mean, sorry. That site I was talking about just now, Inclusive Android, for example, has whole categories of, you go there, you browse the categories of software, and you choose there, and you get to listen to little reviews or demos or that sort of thing, telling you, this is a good software, use it, or no, rather avoid this one. I mean, I use most of the mainstream software on my phone. I also do things like OCR, optical character recognition, to text recognition. I do object recognition. Things like, you know, Google Goggles, but there's talking versions of it that have been specifically developed to help blind guys. There's in the Google Camera, the only actual camera app on your Android phone, if you have TalkBack, which is Google's own built-in screen you're running, it will tell you the face detection, top left corner, face in the middle, face to the right, and those things. And like I said, these are things that they don't really get hidden, but nobody knows about them because it's not relevant to everyone's usage. And there's a lot of other things out there. There's also things like object recognition apps that are specific for the blind guys that help me identify products at home. I've got other software, more fancy software that I use in terms of sensory substitution. Some of the people, more people know about Daniel Kishi does echolocation and the BrainPort, that thing you put on your tongue, they've read about recently. But I use a version that uses the camera on my phone to render it into a soundscape that lets me hear. Now, I can give you a very small little sample here on the computer.
Audio screen settings dial. Mode off.
Damn it. Very wrong key.
Audio screen mode pitch stereo. Sorted including area community tasks on the stereo. Audio screen mode HSV. Audio screen off.
That is an audio rendition of the icon that I was focusing on there. It takes practice to get used to it, but yeah, that's what these modern smartphones with their computing power and all that can offer a hell of a lot of things to enhance the lives of, we don't say disabled, we say differently enabled guys, if that makes sense. Anyone else, anything they want to ask before I carry on here? Offhand? Okay, what I was going to say is, in terms of recording and that sort of thing. Okay. That's what I was saying. Also, in terms of recording, I mean, for a blind guy to record his own podcast, for a blind guy to record a demo of some software and that sort of thing. If, for example, I was recording a demo of some software on my Android phone, I use, and I'll mention the name of the software just because, for example, this developer is on the blind Android users mailing list, and they provide a couple of what are paid features for sighted guys or for normal mainstream guys, we get for free because TalkBack is running. Okay. But yeah, basically what it comes down to is you can record using Android phones, you can record using your PC, because I use Audacity, the audio editing software on my laptop, to do all the audio editing and clean up and et cetera, et cetera. I mean, I recorded all these Farsight cartoons, I recorded all the cooking shows and that sort of thing. But I also use additional hardware. I use things like a Raspberry Pi mini computer, which is a computer the size of a box of cigarettes, which runs a version of Linux and can also be made to talk with us in command line and in the Ubuntu desktop GUI interface. And that you can use, I would use that to set it up also as an automatic recording studio using my own code that I wrote in Python. But anyway. Say? Yeah, so this is the Raspberry Pi that I'm talking about. This is a full little PC. Okay, they call it a mini PC. Sorry, I don't know how I need to hold it. has, for example, that's where you plug the network cable in. Those are USB ports. There's your HDMI out. There's your power. And the whole file system is a micro SD card. Okay, and these things are not expensive. This one, for example, can run, it can boot into a command line operating system, which is Linux based on Debian, but it's called Raspbian, that talks to you. Then you can boot it into Ubuntu Mate with the Orca screen reader running, and you can do those things. But then you can also, like say, I've set up my own little menu system on the instance of the operating system that when you boot it up, it'll ask you if you want to record, push 1. If you want to listen to the last recording, push 2. And when you're finished, you just unplug it, and there you go, it saves a recording for you. And there we've used it with different microphones as well. For example, a surround sound microphone in those kitchen recordings. We use a surround sound microphone because you want to hear the chef moving around. You want to hear the sounds he's making in the kitchen. You want to hear the timing. You want to hear, get the feel, basically. It's what it comes down to, a virtual environment to feel. Whereas if we're recording the far side and those things, we use pretty much voice-only microphones because there you just want to hear the person talking. You don't really hear the background sounds or anything like that. That's where I'd also then disable the screen on my phone, on my computer. Yes? That's what I was thinking, pretty much. So, yeah. Anyone want to ask me any questions? Anything else? Anything that's a bit odd here? Yes, you can, very easily. I mean, if I wanted, I could start recording right now. Using Audacity, which is also a free open source thing, it used to be on SourceForge, but they've now switched over to another website. It's also free open source and cross-platform. You can get it on Mac, Linux, and Windows. And yeah, you can. That's what I used to record most of the content, and also to do the audio editing and effects and so on. Anyone else? Anything? I can play some more of these samples if you want to get a more of an idea, but not sure offhand.
So where can we see these things?
Which things? The ones we've got up is our own website, www.c, just the letter c-true.co.za. And if you go to the library, you'll find these two, plus there's one for yoga, plus there's a link to an actual radio interview that we had on one of the community radio stations here in Edenvale, Eden Radio, where we were talking to the marketing manager of the Capsing Community Studio, who's helped us set up these recordings and that sort of thing. And we had a blind guy doing the sort of interview himself as well, a younger guy. Yeah, what it comes down to, what I was saying, my business partner complains when I say my technology mantra, cross-platform backward compatibility. This is why I like to implement things the way I do, using HTML5, using JavaScript, and working with open source software, because one of the main, most important things, and this is going to sound nasty, but in especially the disabled market, this side of the world, is money. So that's why I promote things like cheaper phones, free software, and podcast content is freely available. Look, there are audiobooks, and those are also freely available if you know the right sources, like Tape Aids for the Blind and those things. Main thing is we can, and the only real limitations are those you apply to yourself based on if you know where to look for the software and what to do with it and what to look for. You can do almost anything. And yeah, podcasts are a good way of letting other people know about things you discover, for example. Okay. And that's pretty much all that I need to say on this topic for now.